You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Mitzvah should have been the first mitzvah of the Torah. What mitzvah is it?
Very nice.
How we arrange our calendar, it's called Chidush HaChodesh. Actually, this mitzvah should have been as the Rashi brings in the beginning of the Sefer Bereshit, and how this mitzvah was commanded. We see here a very interesting thing, that Ribono Shel Olam informed Moshe Aaron in Eretz Mitzrayim. So Rashi HaKadosh right away explains what happened, that Hashem is speaking to Moshe and Aharon at the same time, because we never see such a thing. Who does Hashem usually spoke with? Only?
Once.
Only who?
Moshe
Rabbeinu. So now here we see that Ribono Shel Olam spoke to Moshe and Aharon. Rashi HaKadosh explains, because Aharon worked so hard with Moshe to present all the signs and all the miracles in front of Paro and other things. He was the one that hit the knife and also the ground for lice, because Moshe Abraham Shalom was not permitted to do so, as we explained. So now here, Rashi HaKadosh explains that Hashem gave him such a respect because he worked so hard with Moshe. So he spoke with both of them at the same time. Make sense?
Yes.
Really? Who's older here? Moshe or Aharon?
Aharon.
Aharon HaKohen Alav Shalom. And who had the position of the leader before Moshe?
Aharon.
For how many years?
60 years.
60 years? 60 years. Very nice. So now here, it's very interesting that, you know, sometimes people, they get a letter, they have to renew their license. So they have to go in and take a written test. Do they study for it?
No.
Why?
They know.
Now they know it. They know it already. They know? How come they get a ticket then?
That's careless.
They think they know. And the interesting thing, the people that they either like to set a career or let's say... No, they want to change their career. They take some courses, like six months, computer programming and locksmith and other things. So they pay to go to the class. And then what do they do when they go to the courses?
They talk.
Why? Why would they talk?
They're not using learning.
They just setting up a new career. No? They listen, they don't listen. They pay. Yeah? They want to be a computer programmer. They don't listen?
They do, yes.
They don't listen. But we have people that renew their license, right? Like on a yearly or 3 years, different careers. So when they go there, do they listen? Why? They think they know it. They know it, right? So here is an interesting thing. Aaron HaKohen, he knows everything. You know, he was guiding Am Yisrael. And also, he's actually the one that is speaking to Paro. So now here, it's very interesting. Whatever that Moshe is telling him, he listens. So now here, what a reward he gets, that because he worked so hard to be what? To be
helpful.
Yeah. He brought himself so low.
Yeah, he brought
himself so low to Moshe Avraham Shalom, his younger brother, that he disappeared for 60 years. Now he came back and he's taking his position to obey him, to listen. So now here the reward is an unbelievable thing. That Ribono Shel Olam speak to Aaron. Why? Only and only because he bent to Moshe Alav Shalom. See, many times, you know, when there's a lecture, people raise their hand. What does that mean?
Another question.
Question? Raising hand means, you know, many times that he likes to correct you politely. It's not that he has a question. And interesting thing here is, the whole hour, the whole time of lecture, he was not listening at all. He was only waiting for a point that show you that you're wrong. Here, the Rav Shalom Teilim, we see a very interesting thing. He says, Mikol melamedai hiskalti. What does that mean? Mikol melamedai, not a teacher. Melamedai. That means to be chacham is very hard. Why? Because you have to accept that maybe you don't know everything. But people, unfortunately, they stay in the same state, same level, because they're never willing to learn. Why? Because they think they know everything. They know everything. And here is an unbelievable point that we see how you can be able to find favor in the eyes of Hashem when you realize, you know what? I have to convince myself I have the capability to learn more. It's a very, very beautiful call in the term that we use for chokhmah. What does chokhmah mean? Wisdom. So now, maybe we change around the letter, you get koach mah. What is koach mah means? That all your capability, your strength is nothing. That is chokhmah. When you know everything, you're able to do everything, that means you don't have chokhmah. Chokhmah means koach, that means my strength is nothing. My ability is nothing. That is the chokhmah. But if you already graduated, you have your diploma, that means you're lacking a lot of chokhmah. Hashem is akeno to be able to learn, and without a shame, find favor in the eyes of the Ribono Shel Olam.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.